Yeshaya Perek Memvov. The Navi discusses how Bavel's going to, we've talked numerous times about the downfall of Bavel and Persia will take over the empire, will become the Persian Empire. And now the Navi's mocking the idols of Bavel. Those idols that they had worshipped and they thought the idols would help them. But Bavel had its downfall, and the idols were of no benefit. Kara Baal. Baal is the name of the idol. Is kneeling. Kores Nevo. The idol Nevo is doubled over. Like Karosim is a hook. That's a piece of metal or a hook that's bent. So Kores Nevo. Nevo is like doubled over. All of their atzabeim, their idols, are now being carried, lachayav la behema, they're being carried off into exile. The conquerors are taking it away. The idols were made out of gold and silver. The conquerors are carrying it away. Nisuoseichem amusos. And those that carry the idols, the bearers, from the word masa, the load, nisuoseichem, those that are carrying the idols are musos. They're overloaded. Masa la yefa, it's a burden on the weary animal that it has to carry these heavy idols through the miles of taking them into exile. Korsu koru yachtov, they've doubled over. Choru, and they've kneeled, Yachtov, together, Lo yochlu malit masa. And they couldn't escape being carried off into exile. V'navsham bashvi halacha. The idol itself has been taken into captivity. Not only was the idol unable to save Bavel, not only did it help those who worshipped it, but the idol itself is carried off, and it can't even help itself escape. Nafsha bashvi halacha, the idol itself goes into captivity. Rashi learns, Kara Baal Kores Nevo. The truth is, the Gemara says, it's a Gemara in Megillah, on Daf Chaf Hei, and in Sanhedrin on Daf Samach Gimel. The Gemara says a rule. Kol Eitz Anusa Asira. Mocking something, to scorn it into like ridicule, is forbidden. You know, everything has its place, everything has its value. You shouldn't ridicule something. There's a sense of kavod or respect. It could be it's wrong, it could be, but it doesn't deserve ridicule. Bar mi leitzanusa d'avodah zarah, except for leitzanus of avodah zarah. When it comes to idols, the Gemara says you're allowed to mock it and make fun of it. That should be the butt of all your jokes. You can make fun of the idols. It could be the pshat is that the truth is, whenever you are confronted with some type of position, and you argue with it, and you can prove that it's wrong, and it doesn't make sense, but it has an impact on you. Like the Gemara says, Haroya Saita Bekilkula Yazar Atzma Mina Yayin. If somebody was in Yerushalayim, and they saw a man brought in his wife, that he had warned her not to be secluded with another man, and she did it anyways, and he suspected her of not being faithful, and she drank the waters, and he saw the embarrassment and the disgrace of her, that she experienced. And after that, the Gemara says, usually you would think a person saw what happened when, usually it's from drinking wine, a person drinks and he gets a little bit lightheaded and frivolous, and that could lead her to doing a wrong behavior. And you would think, having seen the experience of the Saita, a person would be far away from any chance of him having that Avera. But Chazal say differently. Haroya Sarti Bil Kukula. If he saw the Saita with her disgrace, there's a chance even though he saw with the disgrace, it has an effect on him. And therefore, Yazir Atzmo Min HaYayin, he better be careful to become a nozir. He's got to go through a period of separation to go to the other extreme and separate from wine, because you see what wine can do. That's even though he saw a sight in her disgrace. And it could be, the truth is, with every type of Avera, if a person, just the fact that a person's aware that there's such a possibility. Now is not the perek. We discussed it on a previous perek, you know, with nivel peh, with foul language. People speak like the people in the street speak. I think part of the attraction and the allure why people speak in that manner is, if you speak and speak and speak about an avera, it's within the realm of possibility. It's no longer the untouchable, the unthinkable. It's somebody who's involved in that type of speech, and that's part of his thought process. It's guaranteed the guy's involved in those averas. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, you can prove to me philosophically it's wrong, and you can show that all those people who trust in the idols, it was unsuccessful. But just dealing with and discussing with it has an effect on a person. So the Gemara says all Leitzonus is forbidden except for Leitzonus of Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara brings this pasuk. And the Gemara understands it as if it was mocking the idol that people felt was like a living entity that had some power. Imagine the idol as being this constipated organism, this type of thing that has been building up all the excrement and all the waste materials inside the idol. And the idol wants to relieve itself, and it can't. Rashi says, Kara Baal Kores Nevo, Elohoseim Shel Bavel. The idols of Bavel Koru, like as if they squatted, Korsu, and they splashed. All of the waste material just exploded. Lashon Tzchok Shel Akumhu. This is a term of just making, mocking the idols. Kemishi Yishlo Chole Meyayim. Rashi says, imagine a person who has stomach problems. Ve'eino Masvik Leishev Al Moshev Beis HaKise. And he's not able to make it to sit on the toilet. Not Ad Shehu Nitras, until he just explodes. And the waste material splashes all over. And Hoyuat Sabeyem, again, it sounds like a very coarse type of way. We wouldn't discuss it that way. But the truth, that's the whole point of the Gemara. When it comes to idols, you can degrade it, and we don't even speak in a... The Gemara uses usually a Lishna Ma'alya. It uses a very polite, refined manner of speech. When it comes to the idols, the Gemara takes the opposite approach. In other words, we revile it, and we treat it like we mock it and we make fun of it in the most degrading manner. Kara Bel Kori Snivol, like the idol can't make it to the bathroom in time. Hoyuat Sabeyim, and they're the statues, their idols that they worshipped, they were Lachayev La Behemo, like an animal. When the animal relieves itself, very often the waste material splatters on the animal and it can't clean itself, obviously, and it's can get messy. That's the way their idols were. Nesuo Seichem Amusos Masa. Their load is overloaded with this heavy burden, as if the idol's carrying around all this weight material. La Yefa, it's the burden that for a weary, it would make somebody weary from such a load. Korsu Choru Yachtov. They that splashed, the waste material splashed, and they all kneeled together, lo yochlu malit masa, and they weren't able to relieve themselves and get rid of the waste material like every other organism, like every other person, kishar hamotzim, like others who relieve themselves. Lo yochlu malit masa. And again, the idols in the end, v'nafsham bashvi halacha, they're carried off into captivity. The Malbim explains, Korah Baal, is referring to the people. There are people who are Korah Baal, they kneel in front of the idol. Koresh Nevo, and they double themselves over to show their complete subservience. They're totally bowed in the extreme position, totally doubled over in front of the idol Nevo. Hoyu Atzabehem. And Atzabehem, even though usually it's a term used for idols, the Malbim says sometimes the form is used by a person also. Yodecha Itzvuni, there's a pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol, your hands formed me. Hashem made man. Hoyu Atzabehem could mean the people who worship these idols. They become comparable to animals. That instead of realizing the source of their goodness and being makir tov to Hashem and then doing what Hashem wants, it's an easy out for them. A person wants to feel there's a higher, a greater power helping them. They turn to the idols. But those people are comparable to animals. And they lose their demus ha'odom, their image of man. Nesuo seichem amusos. Nesuo seichem, the load that you're carrying, amusos, is overloaded. Now, the term, again, the Malvim understands there's no synonyms in Lashon HaKodesh. Every word has its own meaning. And we'll see this a little further in the parak. A masa is a load that you yourself lift. You decide you want to carry something, you lift up the masa. A musos is when somebody else puts a load on you against your will. Like it says, Vayamos Ishal Chamoro, by the Shvatim, they loaded up the donkeys. Vayamos Ishal Chamoro, the men took the load and they put it on the beast. And the animal is stuck carrying the heavy load. That's amusos. Nesuo seichem, the people are carrying the idols. And as far as the idols, amusos, the idols have been, a heavy load's been thrown on the idols. People put on jewelry and other type of ornaments to make the idol look beautiful. The idol is amusos, it's loaded up. Others put stuff on the idol. And now you're left carrying it. Instead of being just the heavy idol, it's the extra heavy idol with all the accoutrements. Nesuo seichem amusos, masola yefa, and it's a load that makes the animals weary. Korsu choru yachtov. They doubled over and they kneeled together, all those people worshiping the idols. They kneeled and they had served their idols, and now they're all carried off into captivity together. Even though they worshiped it, the idols don't help. They worshiped the idols, they did everything that was expected of an idol worshiper. But Korsu Choru Yachtov, they all doubled over and they kneeled. And they went through the rituals and the whole procedure of whatever their religion mandated. Lo yochlu malit masa. But with all of that, the idol couldn't save them. And it couldn't even save them from carrying the heavy load of the idol. They were dragged into captivity and they were told, you got to carry the idols with them. So not only did they go into captivity, lo yochlu malit masa. The people had to carry the idol with them, which was heavy. V'nafsham bashvi halacha, and the idols themselves went into captivity. And now we're going to see the contrast. The person who put the effort into making the idol, and instead of the idol helping him, now he's got an extra load to carry with him into exile. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Shimu Eli Beis Yaakov, listen to me, the house of Yaakov, V'chol She'iris Beis Yisrael, and the remnant of Beis Yisrael, the Aseres HaShvatim are gone, but Yeshayah is saying, those that remain, the She'eri space Yisrael, those that remain, your situation, Klal Yisrael, Hashem is speaking to them, listen to me, Ho'amusim mine beten, you Klal Yisrael are the ones who are born, who are carried, mine beten, from the time that you were in your mother's womb, Hanesui mine rocham, who are carried mine rocham from the time that they exit the womb, they come out. The Malbim says rechem is actually when the baby's born, as it's when it's born. Peter rechem is the first one to come out of the womb. Rechem signifies when they're leaving. Beten is when the baby's inside the mother's stomach. And he has many psukim that prove that. Alecha hashlachti meirechem. There's a pasuk, I've been thrown, my dependence has been placed on Hashem from the rechem, and even earlier, mi beten imi keliata. From my mother's womb, you're already a keliata, even earlier. Beten is the earlier stage. As we said, huamusim is when somebody's given a load, and it's not that they themselves lift it up, it's put on them. They're not even aware necessarily. That signifies the baby's conception. The wife, mother doesn't know exactly when the conception is happening and when it's going. But all of a sudden, she's indeed expecting, and amusimini beten, from inside the mother's womb, all of a sudden there's a load. There's something she's carrying. That's amusimini beten. And then the baby comes out. And from the time that it exits the rechem, hanasui mini rechem, then the mother willingly, gladly lifts up the baby and holds the baby. The first few months, 9 months, where the baby's there. That's where it is. That's amusi mini beten. Afterwards, this is sui mini rocham. And Hashem says, that's the way you are with me. Klal Yisrael from the very, very beginning. From the birth of Klal Yisrael, when you first were created, I carried you. Hanasui mini beten, hanasui mini rocham. And the normal way people are is when they're babies, when they're young, their parents care for them. And as the years go on, all of a sudden at some point there's a shift, and all of a sudden the children are caring for the parents. But Hashem says, Vad zikna nihu. I carried you from birth, from the first moment of your creation. Vad zikna nihu. And still, till your old age, anihu, I'm the one who's supporting you and caring for you. Vad seva ni espol. And seva is even a greater and older age. And until you've reached the years past that, Vad Seva, the Horiye, where a person's already turning white, Vad Seva, Ani Esbol, and until the point of Seva, I'll carry you. Ani Osisi, I have made you, Vani Esa, and I'll carry you. As opposed to the idols, where you make the idol, and you're worshipping and thinking the idol can help. But the people made the idols and the people have to carry the idols. But when you worship, lahavdil, or when someone worships Hashem, Hashem is the one who made him and Hashem is the one who carries him. Ani osisi v'ani esa, I have made man v'ani esa and I'll carry him. V'ani espol, and I will bear his burden. I'll help him carry the load of life, v'amalet. And when there is difficulty and misfortune, amalet, I will help him escape. Not like the idol that we said can't even help itself. L'misidab yuni v'sashvu. The Navi says, L'misidab yuni, who can you liken me to? V'sashvu, and say we're the same. A dimyon very often is in one aspect, something is comparable to another. the Nefesh HaChaim from Rav Chaim Volozhiner discusses in Shaar Aleph. There's a pasuk that says, Domisi Likas Midbar. I'm like a certain bird. So it doesn't mean a person is like a, doesn't mean he has wings, doesn't mean he has a beak. He's like a bird that wanders and that flies and doesn't remain in his place. But if you say you're like a bird, it doesn't mean you have all the characteristics. And he discusses how Vayivra Lekima Sa'odom B'Tzalmo and Bidmus, B'Tzalmo V'Dmuso, that to have B'Doyme, to have the Dmus of Hashem means, in a certain way, Hashem made us similar. That when a person does an action, or he has a thought, or he speaks a word, Hashem gave him the ability to control the worlds, and we don't know what's exactly happening in the upper spheres. But whatever a person does, he's a creator. He doesn't see it, he's not aware of it in this world, but he should know that he's creating worlds and he's doing great things even with a simple thought. He's Dome, he's similar to Hashem, that Hashem allowed him to become a creator and to control things. Lemisa Dabyuni, to who can you, there's nothing, no idol that has any dimyon, that has any similarity at all to Hashem. Visashvu, and to say that they're equal and they're alike in all manner, certainly not. Visam Shiluni, and there's nothing that could even be used as a mushal. A mushal is even things that are not alike at all. But you say a parable and you tell a story about whatever your parable is. You make a mushal, and then you say, and just like this happened in the story, we're the same way. And the truth is we're not the same way at all. But the idea, the concept, is expressed through a mushal. V'sam shiluni. But Hashem says there's nothing that you could even use as a mushal for me. V'nidme, that we should be similar. Take a look at the way the idols are. People who make idols, there's two expenses. You have to have the raw material for the idol. You have to have whatever you're making it out of. And of course, there's the labor costs. Hazolim zohav mikis. There are those who pour their gold out of the purse. And if it's coming out of the purse, that's usually coins. That's what you use to pay a craftsman. V'chesef bakone yishkolu. And then there's the person who has the blocks and the bars of silver, and he puts it on the scale to see how much is being invested in this project, how much the idol is going to use. V'kesef bakone yishkolu. And they weigh the silver using the scale. Bakone is the stick, the rod that's used in a scale. Yiskeru tzoreif. They hire a goldsmith. The Aseyu ale, and they make it into a god. And there are two ways that people use their idols. There are those that simply believe that the idol is a way through which, it's a conduit through which he'll have success. Like a talisman or something. Some a person might feel that this type of amulet or something, if he has it, it'll bring him a luck in this world, and somehow that will bring him a benefit. That's yiskedu. Those people who do that, yiskedu, they bow down, but they feel that the term of yiskedu is not somebody who's worshipping. It's they bowing down, and they have this, and they believe will bring them a benefit. Af yishtachavu, and there are the idol worshippers who even believe it's not just a good luck charm, it's not just something through which they'll benefit, but it actually has powers. It's actually a god. And yishtachavu is a term that they worship it for its own powers. And that's the way they have their idol. Yisa'uhu, they carried on their al-kosef, they carried on their shoulder. Yisbaluhu, and they bear it. As difficult as it is, and as heavy as the load is, but they know they got to carry on with this load. V'yanichu sachtov, and they place it down in its place. V'yamod, and just stands there; it doesn't move. a true God should be able to get all over, not to be confined to its one place. But v'yanichu sachtav, they put it in its place, v'yama, just stands there. Mi makom lo yomish, it doesn't budge from its place. Af yitzak elov. And then the person who worships it, he even cries out, v'lo yane, but there's no answer. Mitzaroso lo yoshienu. The idol doesn't save him, mitzaroso, from his distress. The idol does nothing for him. So the idol worshipper did everything involved in making his idol in the best manner possible. And he sees that even with this beautiful idol he made, he has to carry it. Yisa'u al-Kosef. And it's a heavy load in Yisbalu, and they tolerate it and they bear that heavy load. V'yanichu sachto v'yamod, when they put in its place and it just stands there. Mi makom lo yomish, it can't move from its place. So it has no hergeshim, no feelings, no movement, it doesn't respond. And even besides the fact that it can't talk, af yitzak elo v'lo yane, the person cries out to him, he doesn't get an answer. He shouldn't think that perhaps secretly, covertly, the idol is benefiting him. But mitzaroso lo yoshienu. He sees clearly that he's in a tzara, he's in a difficulty, lo yoshienu, and the idol doesn't save him. Zichruzos. Remember this. That all of that how senseless and how foolish worshipping the idols is. V'hiso shashu, and strengthen yourself. Hashivu poshim alev, and the evildoers should take it to heart and think about it. That where is he putting his trust and what does he think is going to help him? The Malbim said the word hiso shashu comes from the word ish. The person who's an idolater, the way the Malbim explained earlier, was hayuat sabehem lachaya v'la behema. Those who worship the idols are like animals. They lose their tselem elokim, they lose their image of God by worshipping the idols. They're worse than the animals. They become like an animal. Zichru zos v'hisho shashu. Remember this, v'hisho shashu, and be a person. If you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you serve Him, you become a person. Hashivu poshim alev, and the evildoers should take it to heart. Zichru rishonos meolam. Remember the early events, meolam, that happened in ancient times. Ki anochi kel, because I am the God, ve'ein od, and there is no other. Elokim, I'm the Elohim, the God ve'efes kamoni, and there is none other. There is no other kamoni like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Magid mereishis acharis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the very beginning, from the reishis, is the one who will tell over what will be in the acharis. Umikedem asher lo nasu. And kedem means even from before that. From before the beginning, Hashem will tell over asher lo nasu, what hasn't been done. Certain times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do something, and He places He begins the wheels of motion, that there's a chain of events has been placed into progress. One event happens, and you can see the sequence, how that leads to a certain outcome. That's Magid Mereishis Acharis. But there's a Reishis, there's a beginning. And of course we don't know what this beginning is going to lead to, but you see a beginning. Hashem can tell you what the Acharis will be. There's a beginning, there's such a thing which is, this is the Hanhoga of Teva. There are things that are natural. Imagine if there'd be a large wildfire. It's a tremendous inferno. And we know in the Bederech HaTeva, people know how the fire is going to spread, perhaps, and what type of damage there could be. Magid me reishis achris. There's a reishis, there's a beginning, and Hashem can tell you what will be the achris. Then there's a different type of hanhaga, where Hashem, a different way Hashem controls the world with a miracle, something that's just totally unexpected. Umikedem. There was no beginning. It was Mikedem, just earlier times, but it's not the beginning of something. It's just before this idea existed. Mikedem. Hashem tells over Asher lo nasu. He'll tell the Navi, he'll say that events will happen, and right now we don't even see the beginning of it. Mikedem Asher lo nasu. Omer atzosi sakum. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have eitzas. There are ideas, there are counsels, there are plans. That's like the rachis. There's an atzosi, there's a plan. Tukum, and that will happen. That corresponds to the merachis acharis. And then v'chol cheftziyesa. There's a hanhaga of, that's what Hashem wants. And it could be we don't see anything, we don't see the eitza, we don't see the counsel, but v'chol cheftziyesa. Whatever Hashem wants, He'll do. So too HaKadosh Baruch Hu is controlling the history. That Kore Mimizrach Ayit. That Hashem calls Mimizrach from the east. He calls the Ayit, is the vulture, the bird of prey. Me'eretz Merchok, from a distant land. Ish Atzosi, the man of my counsel, the one that will bring about my eitzah, my plans, my counsel. Koresh, the Persian Empire, is to the east of Bavel. And Bavel is to the east of Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara always uses the expression, B'marova Amri, in the west, in Eretz Yisrael, they say the following. Bavel's to the east of Eretz Yisrael, and Persia is east of that. Kore mi mizrach ayit. So Persia is coming from the east. And they're coming as a vulture and they're going to attack and destroy Bavel. Mei eretz merchok, and from the distant land, ish atzosi, Koresh, who's the one who's going to bring about my eitzes, my plan. Afti barti, I've spoken, af aviyeno, and I will bring it. Yotzarti, I've formed it, afesena, and I will accomplish it. The Malbim explains that Koresh is the Ishat Sosi. Hashem has an Eitzah, He has a plan, a council, that Klal Yisrael is going to have a Yeshua. It's been foretold. There's going to be a Golus Bavel for 70 years, and then they're going to come back to Eretz Yisrael. The Ish Atzosi is coming Me'eretz Merchok. He's coming from distant. Persia is to the Mizrach of Bavel. Kore mi Mizrach Ayit. They're coming from the east of Bavel. Is going to come the vulture. Is going to come Persia. As far as Eretz Yisrael goes, this is the Ish Atzosi. Hashem had a council that Klal Yisrael would be redeemed. And from Eretz Yisrael, Persia's very far, because it's even further than Bavel. Me Eretz Merchok Ish Atzosi, and from the distant land, Ish Atzosi, the one who will bring about my council, will come. Afti Barti, I've spoken, afesena, and I'll do it. And those are the nevuos that were spoken before. That was the Kore, that was the Magid Mereshis Achris. There are nevuos that were spoken, afa viena, and I'll bring it about. And then there's the Hanhaga, the miracles that Hashem says, Yotzarti, there are new things that I fashion, afesena, and I complete it. And I'll bring a hanhaga, a way of controlling the world even through miracles. Shimu Eli Abire Lev. Listen to me. Abire Lev, people who have a strong, a fierce heart. Harachokim Mitztaka. And they're distant, they're far away from righteousness. One explanation is these two psukim that we're going to have is addressed to the people of Bavel. The people in Bavel who are so cruel and they have such a hard heart and they destroyed Yerushalayim and they carried us into captivity. V'abirei lev, harachokim mitztaka, and they're so distant from doing righteousness, tztaka and chesed to Klal Yisrael. And Hashem addresses Himself to Bavel and says, Kerafti tzidkasi, my righteousness has come close. Lo sirchak, and it won't be distanced. You, Bavel, are distanced from any feeling of tztaka. But I'm bringing a tztaka for Klal Yisrael, and it won't be distant. It won't be far away. Usishuosi lo sa'acher, and my salvation won't be delayed. V'nosati v'tzion teshua, I'll establish my salvation in Tzion, l'Yisrael tifarti, for Yisrael will be my splendor, and the Geula will come. The other explanation, Rashi says, Shimu Eli Abire Lev, listen to me, those with a strong heart, is referring to Klal Yisrael. Asher imatzdem levavchem v'nibaktem vi, you hardened your heart and you clung to me. Harachokem mitztaka, and it's been far away, you've been far away from feeling the tztaka of Hashem, from having the geula. It's been a long time ago that we've been in Golos. And the Novi says, Kiravti tzidkasi, the Geula will be coming, it's not so far off anymore. My tshua won't be lo sa'acher, it won't be delayed. The truth is the Gemara understands this pasuk of Shimu Eli Abire Lev as not necessarily referring, as the psukim learn, either on Bavel or Klal Yisrael, as they're suffering in Golos. But the Gemara says in Brachos, on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Shimu Eli Abire Lev, listen to me, those with a strong heart, harachokim mitztaka, who are distanced from tztaka. And first the Gemara understands that we're talking about tzaddikim. Ravu Shmuel, V'amilo Rabbi Yochanan, V'Rabbi Lazar, the two Amoraim, debated the meaning of this pasuk. Charam or kol olam kulo nizonim b'tztaka. One Amora said, the whole world is supported with the righteousness of Hashem. They don't deserve it. Why does a person deserve that he has what to eat? That every day, you know, a person can't go, there's a limit how many days we can go without food. And yet there's millions and billions of people who the years go on and somehow they're surviving. Kol ha'olam nizoni b'tztaka. The whole world is being supported through the tztaka of Hashem. V'heim nizoni b'zroa. And yet there are those who are supported with their own strength. The abire lev, the strong, those of a strong heart, harachokim mitztaka, who don't need tztaka from Hashem. They're such great tzaddikim that they deserve it. And they're earning their keep in this world. V'chad amar, and the other Amayra says, we're talking about even greater tzaddikim. Kol olam kulo nizonim bizechusam. We're talking about tzaddikim, that the whole world exists because of their righteousness. V'heim afilu bizechus atzmam ein nizonim. And yet they themselves don't even seem to live off of their own merit. They barely squeak by and they get enough to survive, but they're really not benefiting from this world. The whole world uses them, and yet they don't get anything out of the world. Kid Rav Yehuda Marav, Domer Rav Yehuda Marav, B'chol yom v'yom bas kol yoytzis me'ar chorev. A heavenly voice comes out every day. V'omeris, and it says, kol oilam kulo nizoyne b'shvil chanina b'ni. My son, my beloved Rav Chanina ben Dosa, in his merit the whole world has food. B'chanina b'ni dailo b'kav charuvim me'erev Shabbos l'erev Shabbos. And he himself subsists on a small amount of buxer from the charuvim, carob tree, from week to week. He lives on just, that's what he lives on, the buxer, that's all he eats. That little bit, and yet the whole world is supported for him. And Hashem says, Shimu elai abirei lev, you great tzaddikim, who are so strong, harachokim mitztaka, who are so distanced from accepting tztaka from Hashem. But Hashem says, you know what? The Yeshua is going to come. Right now in this world, you're giving everything and getting back almost, it seems, almost nothing. But the Yeshua is coming. And the Gemara says, the other way of looking at the Pasuk, Upliga de Rav Yehuda. The Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda said, Mana bire lev, who's these people with a strong heart? Who's the Navi talking about? Govoi tipshoi. They're talking about a nation of a people called Govoi. And these people, they lived in Bavel, and they're foolish. And that's who the Pasuk's talking about. Amar of Yosef, and Rav Yosef said, to get an idea of why they're called strong-hearted people, Dehaloi gayer giyora minayu. Because nobody becomes a ger. Nobody converts to Judaism. Yeah, can have a whole nation of these Govoi, and they're so determined in their foolishness that nobody sees the light. Nobody converts to Judaism. Amar Rav Ashi, b'nei mosa machasi abire lev ninu. So Rav Ashi said, you know, in my city, I can identify with this. The people in my city, the goyim, have a very tough, hard heart. D'kochozu yikora d'oraisa. They see the greatness, the honor of the Torah. Trei zimni b'shata, two times a year, v'lo kamagayir giyora minayu. And nobody converts. In my city, they see the greatness of Torah two times a year, and it doesn't have an impact. What is this greatness of Torah? So Rashi says, Shehoyu nesofim shom Yisrael ba'adar lishmo b'hilchus ha-Pesach. In Adar, it used to be everyone gathered together to learn Hilchus Pesach. And you had a tremendous crowd, and you wonder what they're all gathering for. And they're gathering just to learn Torah. And then it happened again in Elul, Lishmo Hilchos Achag, that there's a lot of halachos for Sukkos, and in Elul everyone gathered together and they were osik, they involved themselves in the halachos. And the goyim living there saw such a crowd gathering together, and it didn't influence them. Nobody converts, nobody's impressed. They're like determined to live with their own foolishness. Rav Nisim Gon, who's printed on the daf in Brochus Yud Zayin Amid Beis, he brings down the Gemara. The Gemara says, Rabba Bar Nachmeni once got into trouble with authorities. There was a warrant out for his arrest, because the Gemara says they slandered him to the government, and they told him there's somebody, Rabba. Ika gavra chad mihudoi. There's a certain Jew, to come a fager tracer alfe gavri, that he causes 12,000 people to stop working. Yarcha bakaita v'yarcha besisva. A month in the summer and a month in the winter. Like Elul and Adar, the end of the summer, the end of the winter, and he, for a month, what happens is, and the Gemara over there explains, Rabba gathered together this tremendous yeshiva, Yarche Kala, and he had 12,000 people. And it used to be in those days, they used to go every month and go door by door collecting taxes and whatever you owed the government. And there would come those months and nobody was home. because 12,000 people disappeared to learn by Rabba. So they were out to arrest him for taking away, depleting the workforce. Nobody was home. Everyone was out learning. But can you imagine if you have 12,000 people, you have such a tremendous crowd, and they're all sitting and learning to know the word of Hashem, and it has no impact on the people living there. Tosfos brings down a pshat. First, Tosfos says, maybe a miracle happened. He's wondering what type of honor of the Torah did the people see and it didn't influence them. And Tosfos mentions, V'ra'isi b'sefer ha'itim, I saw written in a sefer made by Rav Yehuda bar Barzilai, and he heard, Shahaya amud shal eish yored mina shamayim. There was like a pillar of fire that used to come down from the heavens, aleihem, on them. Bekala, during this gathering of Yarchei Kala, de El uvekala de Adar. That there was actually, when they gathered together, the people to learn Torah in this month, there was like a sign, there was like a miracle from Shamayim, there was a fire that came down and rested and hovered over them. And the Goyim saw that, and nobody converted. So the Pasuk also, the Gemara understands. Shimu Eli Abirei Lev. So now we have a few ways of understanding this. Shimu Eli Abirei Lev. You with a strong heart. Listen to me. Harachokim Itztaka. Those that are so distant from Itztaka, from a righteousness. Either it means we're talking about the Tzadikim, those that don't have to rely on the righteousness of Hashem, but they earn their keep in this world. People like Rav Chanina ben Dosa, people that the whole world lives on their zechus, or as the Meforshim here in the Novi learn, it's Klal Yisrael, that's so determined and so steadfast in their belief in Hashem, and no matter what happens, we remain faithful. And yet, Harachokim Mitztaka, it's been a long time since we've seen the Yeshua. Or Shimo Eli Abirei Lev is going on the Rishoyim, those strong-hearted people, Harachokim Mitztaka, who don't do any tztaka for Klal Yisrael, or they're so distanced from tztaka, living a righteous life, nobody is Magayer, nobody converts. But whether you're good or bad, the facts are, Kerav Titzit Kosi, Hashem says, I've brought my righteousness close, Lo Sirchok, it won't be far off. Usishuasi lo sa'acher, and my salvation will not delay. V'nosati v'tzion teshua, and I'll establish my salvation in Zion. V'Yisrael tifarti, and for Yisrael there'll be my splendor. And the Golus Bavel was a short Golus, and we were brought back to Eretz Yisrael. We weren't zeiche yet for the final ultimate geula, which should come b'mehir v'yameinu amen. Okay.